Now we have here in verse 3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Now, you may look to the right hand and to the left hand, and nobody's watching. Big Brother may not be watching you, but God is. God is watching you. Remember Moses, when he went out to slay that Egyptian, he looked this way and he looked that way, and then he slew the Egyptian. Didn't think anybody knew. God knew. The thing is that your life and my life is an open book before God. And what is secret sin down here is open scandal in heaven. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. He beholds the evil and the good. Then verse 4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. And here we go again, the tongue. It can be a blessing, or it can be a curse to you. The tongue can get us into a lot of trouble, and it can get us out of trouble, too. And then in verse 5, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. And there's so much said in the book of Proverbs about listening to advice and instruction. We're living in a day when it is said that you can't tell a fool anything. You can't get through to him for the very simple reason he's not listening to instruction at all. Now, verse 6, in the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. Now, it's not contrasting material riches here at all. The treasure that is in the house of the righteous, there is there so many wonderful things like joy and peace, and there is love, and there is sympathy, and there is comfort. All of these things that are there. And we need to recognize that these things are the things that are the great treasure. And that's the thing that he's talking about here.